yeah, you can hear him running, but can you see him running? I mean, oh, no, I'm not going down that road. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. And to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise all across this great republic and around the world, I bid you welcome to a Wednesday night edition of The Flip Side. I'm your host for the evening, Jeffrey Bennett. Robbie, you'll be back behind the microphone again tomorrow night, and I'll be back with you Friday. In a few minutes, we'll have our guest, who I think it's the third week in a row we've had him on, Bill O'Brien. We're going to go down a slightly different path with Bill tonight. And hope you'll join us. I want to take a look at, in fact, I'm going to wait on some of this market update stuff until Bill gets on, because we're going to talk a fair amount about economics tonight, what we've been witnessing in the stock markets, the Dow Jones Industrial 500 and the rest of them over the last couple of days. You know, beyond that, we could take a look at a wide-ranging series of headlines. Ben Bernanke has said that the markets are working well. I want to know what markets this guy's involved with that are working well, because you and I are certainly not privy to those same markets. Stocks rebound. Oh, those are the big words. Stocks rebounded. But you wait till we talk about the numbers when Bill joins us after the break, and we'll find out what their idea of rebound is. I'll tell you right now, gold rebounded three times as much as the Dow Jones Industrial did. We're talking about from percentage standpoints of case, of course, but we'll talk about that later. One of the questions that's been raised on MSNBC.com is whether we will be facing a recession or not. Folks, these are merely word games. The average former member of the middle class has been facing recession and depression and loss of jobs and a lot more for quite some time. And so when that kind of a question is posed to us as to whether we're going to face a recession or not, we're in some pretty interesting doo-doo. Had a long talk with a gentleman today who, as it turns out, I actually knew of his sister. Talked to me a little bit about his brother. Talked to me about his own personal situation, a former actor who actually has been living in and doing work in mainland China. And he has some very interesting economic comments about what's going on in China. They are scared to death to lose their assets by continuing to back a horse that's coming in last, so to speak. But on the other hand, they just can't dump it because it's our so-called economic impetus that's also helping keep them afloat. Yes, we're talking about China. We're talking about what I call the Walmart mentality. And there is this Walmart mentality in this country. And I still go out of my way to avoid shopping there. The music man says it's time to take a break. Stay with me. Bill O'Brien should be joining us in just a couple of moments, unless he's passed out cold. See you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And I think that's what we ought to call this show. Forget the flip side. We ought to call it Danger Zone, because I think they make reference to that in this song. I don't know. It is Danger Zone. Bill was slightly oversleeping. He'll be with us. Bill works late at night, gets home early in the morning, and, you know, he and... you want to hear me say the words dog and pony show? Okay, why not? Well, there are dog and pony shows. They're going on in D.C. and other places. Bill O'Brien's running just a few minutes late. I did reach him during the break. He'll be calling in a moment. And, hey, bring him up. We're in business.
Hello.
Hey, Bill, how was that nap, buddy?
Oh, I tell you what, 40 winks just wasn't enough. Oh, I tell you. Some days you just feel a little older than others. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing all right. It's been an interesting day today.
Oh, yeah.
I've kind of held some things before you came on. I want to share some numbers with the audience first, and I want to share a couple of comments and actually hold down about a three-page combined diatribe that I'm going to get into, and we can kind of get into some discussion.
Sure.
But for those, you know, the audience members that tune in that absolutely can't stand it if we don't give the numbers for the day, Dow Jones Industrial Averages, the NASDAQ, the S&P. I mean, what a dog and pony show.
Oh.
The Dow was down at one point in time over 400 points yesterday. I think at the end of the session down, what, 471 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And today, oh, we had a big rebound, we're told in the news. S&P 500 was up just under 8 points to close at 1406. NASDAQ was up 8 points today to end the day at 2419. And this is the one I love. Dow Jones Industrial Averages, those 30 major so-called blue-chip stocks like General Motors or General Electric, whoever, you know,
mm-hmm.
They were up 52.39 points. Bill, they ended the day at 12,268. Now, I decided to put some numbers together before we went on the air to determine exactly what is meant by rebound. According to my math, if the Dow Jones Industrial Averages rebounded today, they had a whopping 0.43% of a gain today. 0.43, not even a 1% gain. Gold, on the other hand, gained and had a rebound of about 1.5%.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the news pundits, the so-called money line characters, etc., they're not talking about that for the same exact reason that when we saw the stock market take that kind of a hit yesterday, for obviously a number of reasons. China's, you know, major downturn in their market the night before. Certainly it was announced oil was going up again, and you and I haven't even talked about what gas is doing in your neighborhood. But
oh, no. Yes.
As here. And so when the stock drops that 400 and some odd points, the biggest one-day loss since 9/11, by the way, and then you have this little minuscule uptick that's called a rebound, it is an absolute joke to me.
Yeah, and it was amazing to watch MSNBC. That's why I was a little tired today. I was wanted to see how they were going to spin it, Jeff.
Sure.
Honestly, Pete, I have never seen so much damage control and so many conflicting stories and opinions. They were trying any which way to try to soothe the investor. And sometimes the tidbits of truth does come out, even from these propagandists. And the truth of the matter is, this was the first of many more like hits to come. And it was kind of interesting because they had to put damage control Benny Bernanke out there and around the lunch hour. And it was interesting to see that the market was starting to recover while he was talking initially up to 122 points. And, of course, they chimed in and says, well, just wait until he's done talking. You'll see some profit taking as it's going to be an expected occurrence. Well, no one ever waited. Well, the more he talked, the lower the rebound went. And by the time it was lunchtime Eastern, this 122-point rebound was already down to 60 points. Then around 4 o'clock, they rebounded up to 100, and they still ended up losing another 48 points off of that. You know, I don't understand it, how people are willing to fall for this dog and pony show time and time again, Jeff.
Well, I think the other thing that I found of interest is it's typical. When we hear an announcement that oil has gone up as much as it did yesterday, which wasn't a lot, but it was enough to do things, then we saw the stock market take the kick in the pants that it did, and subsequently watched the metals, gold and silver in specific, take the hit that they took yesterday was really quite amazing to me, because it normally does exactly just the opposite of that. It proves to me, as you and I discussed early this morning, that we all know who they is, Oy Vey, they cannot allow gold and silver to free flow into its own proper levels. They've got to keep people out of gold and silver, because those who own it control their own destiny. By the way, I've got to interrupt something. An announcement just came across television. It is absolutely official. John McCain has thrown his stinking hat into the presidential ring. It is official as of 10 minutes ago.
Well. No, now we know. Now we can go buy some more stock.
Well, there's only one interesting thing about it. Giuliani's still ahead of McCain by double.
Is he?
But I saw another report an hour ago that says now all of a sudden Obama, yo mama, is now ahead of Hillary by 20 points. So it's all garbage anyway. We don't really care.
No, not really, because it's already been rigged. That too. But yeah, it's kind of interesting about gold. You're right about that. We talked about this at length. You can always predict that if the market's going down, that gold and silver is going to take the hit, because they don't want the sheep to start to panic out of the pen.
That's
what it all gets down to. They're just so afraid of it. And the thing is, they can't do too much about this. I mean, I watched the price of gold drop down. It doesn't bother me. And silver, I said, this is a great buying opportunity. But I've noticed this time and time again. They just have this problem with the free flow economy. We all know that the market is completely rigged, no matter how you look at it. And you kind of wonder how much left is there, because they let a few statistics out, and one of them was that over 4 billion shares were traded, and I guess there was over $200 billion worth of equity lost over the China implosion.
The first thing is that the choice of words sucks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean 4 million shares of stock were traded? They weren't traded. They were sold. Billion,
yeah.
Million, what's the difference? They were sold. There is investors that were either taking profits or scared to death that their investments were heading toward the basement. Before you came on, I was talking about a gentleman who is an American that has been living and working in China. He's now back in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he has been trying to talk his brother into buying gold and silver for quite some years, and he just didn't get it. until he watched his stock portfolio take a kick in the royal rear end yesterday. Now all of a sudden he gets it. And so we're talking. Let me share some numbers with the audience. Because one of the things we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, other than economics in general, and I know a lot of you tune in strictly to hear Bill talk about the prison economy, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we've made it very plain and clear over the last 2-3 weeks that whatever happens behind prison bars ultimately happens out on the street. And what's interesting is last night on CNN, I was watching a piece, I think it was on Paul Azan's show. They were interviewing a guy that was talking specifically how prisoners are used as guinea pigs behind bars for the pharmaceuticals. And, of course, this is something you and I introduced to the alternative airways about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But I just find it interesting that it's now, as usual, coming out in the mainstream, some to speak. But let's avoid that for a moment. I did some other comping earlier today. And part of it in anticipation for some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. We actually have got a very interesting offer at Republic Trading Group tonight, and I hope you folks are going to stay around. We've been offering a lot of gold over the last few months, but really haven't talked that much about silver. And I got to share some interesting numbers with our listeners in silver. On 1 year ago tomorrow, silver stood at $9.80 an ounce. So, you see, everybody gets all concerned that maybe silver dropped 25, 30 cents yesterday, whatever the case may be, over the last couple of days, and that you realize that silver in 1 year has actually gained 144.9%, just about 145%.
Wow.
That's actually pretty astounding. Now, let's go back a little bit further. Let's go back to January the 1st of 2000, when silver was, get this, folks, at $5.30 an ounce. We have seen in that same time period, silver has gained 268%. How much of your paper investments have gained those kind of percentages? How much of your stocks, your bonds, your treasuries? Maybe your real estate has, but now try to get out of your real estate very quickly and see if you can do it now that the market is flooded with a lot of homes. Those are some pretty profound numbers. I mean, even if we don't want to look 7 years back and say, gee, in 7 years we gained, 268% of our money. But to sit there and say in 1 year we've gained roughly 145%, that's pretty darn decent.
We've had some strong moves
in that time.
But I'm astounded and pleased, but I'm not surprised.
But Wall Street doesn't talk about that.
Well,
Wall Street doesn't want you to know that those kind of monies have been made in precious metals in the last 12 months.
You know,
all they want us to do is look at how much it's dropped in the last 24 or 48 hours. But even with those drops, we're still up 145% in the last year.
It was so ironic yesterday. I was watching the hemorrhaging of the market. And as we were talking, there was two fellows discussing whether or not there was going to be this flight towards quality, whatever that's supposed to mean, or if people were going to continue buying into the hedge markets. And it was so funny. Here they're telling you to buy into blue chip stocks, and right below the leader panel say the biggest losers were IBM, GM.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Blue chip stocks.
Hey, we got a break for the music. Bill O'Brien's with us tonight. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks. Stand by.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well.
Yeah, I like that ding-dong. We're back from the break. By the way, for those of you who joined us late, yes, the chat room is open. Come on and join us. We've got the usual suspects in the room already. And you can find us at www.federalobserver.com. Click on the chat link and join the conversation. It's economic in nature, and sometimes other conversations pop up. Bill O'Brien's with us in the studio today. Bill, as always, yes. Good to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah,
you have a night off tonight, don't you?
Would you believe it? Yeah, night off on good behavior.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, you know, you're starting to make it sound like you're one of the guys behind bars.
After a while, you can't tell the difference between the people except by the clothes they wear. I'm telling you, it's amazing, especially when you watch the conduct of people. You know, I told you a number of times, there was a time I thought I was, before I got into the prison system, I was pretty clinically sharp, and I was, because I worked as an ambulance driver, ICU, emergency room, OR, did some psych. But after you get in prison, you get street smart in jail. It takes on a whole new genre. You really learn to think like a criminal after a while if you keep your wits about you. And I tell you, it really helps you in this world of finance, because you can turn on the television set and you can say, these guys are snowing me. This is such a con. No pun intended. I says, that's why I talk to you and I'm so astounded by what people are so willing to swallow. Many times I'm saying to myself, they hire these young, slick, lovely-looking people on MSNBC because they're going after the Joe Schmo daily trailer. And the truth of the matter is, what you're looking at is people who are nothing more than Herb Tarlicks. You know, I can just see them wearing a leisure suit and spraying Binoc in their mouth before they sell you more stock.
Well, for those who can't remember who Herb Tarlick was, he was the Slicky Boys salesman on the old TV show WKRP in Cincinnati. If you use your head right, you always understood that it meant W crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what they're selling, because
exactly.
Quite frankly, you know, there's no sense of neutrality with this show. It's one big infomercial. I said there's no difference between these guys and those characters that are hustling those sleazy quarters on late night television.
Well, that's it. The interesting thing is, I mentioned earlier this gentleman who American who's been living and working in China, and he was telling me today about how when he finally got his brother to go buy some gold, his brother got sucked in by the late-night television guys and paid an outrageously, horribly gross price for, you know, probably an MS-69 or 70 first-strike American Eagle or a Buffalo or something of that nature, and he's probably paid about $1,000 more than the gold content was in. Well, that unfortunately is what happens when you buy from the late night characters. We've got just a couple minutes before the final break. I've got to give me a few minutes to try to hammer through some of this as fast as I can. This is the problem with a one-hour show, is I really could use 2 hours, but that ain't to be. So as we've discussed earlier, yesterday the Dow Jones Industrial hit a 400-point loss yesterday, plus one-day decline not seen since September 11th attacks, which is interesting because the Dow's been climbing steadily to record highs since last summer. And so the question gets raised, what caused this precipitous stumble? The speculations began to fly almost instantly, Bill, and they asked, could it be due to a 9% slide in the Chinese stocks or the record tumble for durable goods that more than hint at a slowing U.S. economy, you know, the one that Bernanke says is okay? Markets were rattled by the suicide bomber attack on the main U.S. military base in Afghanistan, where President Cheney was in for a visit. The truth is, nobody knows what caused the fall. We do know, however, that the U.S. financial markets are extremely fragile and volatile. No amount of head-scratching and hypothesizing will protect you or your assets from an event like this. And so we begin to start looking at some of the potential culprits, the politicians in Washington, the fat cats on Wall Street, the stooges in the media, all three of them. Those are your real axis of evil and ruin. I want you to think about that for a minute. The politicians, the fat cats in Wall Street, and their idiotic stooges in the media, those are the axis of evil and ruin in this country. They're plotting and scheming to keep the facts from every American out there, and the question becomes why. Washington has made countless promises to Americans that it knows it cannot keep. It's why its out-of-control federal budget will soon put an end to growth and prosperity. And yet Washington continues to play a sneaky shell game with Americans, hoping that we won't notice. Wall Street plays along because it's afraid of a stock market death spiral and a bond market massacre if the truth should ever get out. The media, of course, they won't expose it because as much as they love bad news, they want the masses ignorant and complacent so they'll buy whatever their advertisers are selling.
You know what's really amazing, Jeff?
These characters are all playing a nasty shell game with America. We're running out of time, Bill.
Oh, I agree with you more. I think about that little project that you had a few years ago, All the King's Men. And, you know, there's a lot of parallels what's going on between the two. I really believe that. And it was kind of interesting to spin today. I don't know if you caught it on MSNBC. Folks, this is no exaggeration. They put the brakes in on how many people could sell their stock yesterday because there was such a panic run. And the biggest story was that everyone was upset because they couldn't sell fast enough because there was computer glitches all through the system that wouldn't let them sell.
That's it.
Well, I tell you what, now if they called that Y2K, then we'd be called kooks.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, stand by, Bill. We got the break, and then we got the long haul for the rest of the hour. Bill O'Brien with us. We'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all, Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever.
Welcome back, my friends, to the final half hour of the Flip Side for this Wednesday evening. Once again, the chat room is open. A couple things. Our guest tonight, Bill O'Brien, a good friend, mm-hmm. and an individual of a wide range of knowledge, or whatever the case may happen to be. Secondly, chat room is open. We've got more and more people joining it, www.federalobserver.com. A couple things, Bill. I had a guy ask me yesterday, what's the purpose of the chat room? And I said, you know, it is just another way for people to participate in the program. I very rarely take callers. It's not that I'm afraid to, but frankly, a one-hour time for a format where you actually only have about 45 minutes of airtime is very, very tough to take calls just to fill up airtime. I've never had a problem filling up airtime, as you well know. Mm-hmm. There's too many hardline things to discuss. The chat room became a very interesting alternative to that, where people could come in, they could have their own variety of discussions. You remember the old days of the chat room, where we had certain individuals in there that tried to turn it into a momentary little friendly coffee clutch room.
Yeah.
This group of chat people are having far more intelligent discussions than we've had before, and the room's much bigger, and yet we have many of the same people that were in here with us from years ago.
I think it's a sign of the times.
I think so. Some interesting questions have been raised. Somebody asked me, see if I can find the question. James asked, aren't there procedures in place that would prevent a major sell-off at the stock market? And I said, well, they're called stops. They were instituted after the crash of 1987 to protect, the money changers. It ain't to protect you and I. It's to, quote, prevent panic selling. Well, one of the other guys says, as far as he was concerned, this was all designed because people were selling their stocks off over the computer. There's a lot of online trading today. And frankly, the new head of, I think it's the New York Stock Exchange, happens to be in favor of it. He's not making a lot of friends with the rest of the people in the industry. My good friend Richie from New Orleans, musician extraordinaire, asked if, do you know if when one sells his gold or silver back to the coin dealer he or she bought it from, do they have to pay tax on that transaction? It is a simple answer. Bill, you know the answer to it as well as I do. I never tell people how to handle their taxes. I don't tell them to avoid it. I say whether you have taken a loss on the sale of those gold and silver coins to any dealer, not just the dealer you originally bought it from, if you in fact have incurred a loss or have experienced a gain, that is up to you how to handle it. Understand that 99% of the gold and silver that we make available to our clients here at Republic Trading Group, there's no reporting when our clients buy that. So how they choose to handle it on the sales end is left strictly up to the individual. And that's about as clean as I'm going to get with that one. You know, before we went to the break, I was talking about this shell game that the media, the politicians, and Wall Street are playing with us. And unfortunately, time is going to prevent us from getting into a lot of it, but I want to share a little bit with our audience, Bill, as to what a shell game is and how it works. And a lot of folks remember playing shell games when they're kids. You know, older guys like you and I remember seeing, what's his name, Thimble Rigger or whatever it is in the Davy Crockett movies playing the shell game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the little walnut shells. You take three shells, you hide a dime under one of them. Then you deftly and rapidly move your hands around. You mix the things up so that your mark, the guy on the other side of the table, loses track of the shell containing the money. Well, invariably, he always picks the wrong one. He loses his dime. And you, the dealer, the house, you always win. Well, that's exactly what the axis of ruin is doing to our future financial security. Once again, the axis of ruin is Washington, Wall Street, and the media. They are playing a shell game with our lives, with our money, with our safety, with our security. You can make it economic. Bill, we can make it part of the illegal invasion of America. We can make it our health care or lack thereof. Did you bring up an interesting point to me today regarding health care? And it had something to do with the prisons. Can you recall what that was?
Well, we're at the end game. A lot of the, if you noticed, a lot of the states are raising all their user fees and taxes are going way up. And the prison industry is the fourth biggest draw on the tax dollar. The only ones that lead it are education, health, and transportation, your highway costs. And number four is prison. So we're talking a huge expense. And the thing that's amazing to me is that despite the fact that no matter where you go, they're trying to get people to retire early to buy them out so they can hire people for less money and have less involvement, because once they retire, they become, their retirement account becomes part of the state retirement.
That was a part of it, but I remember the thing you brought up. It had to do with co-pays. Where did co-pays come from?
Oh, we started co-pays 10 years ago.
It started in the prisons, and
that's
their
right.
Co-pays are increasing and increasing just like they are
and
out
the
in the street.
And the incremental decrease of medical services and any higher increased cost for those services, plus, for example, pharmaceuticals. We have a much smaller list of drugs to draw down. I bet our list of pharmaceuticals that we give the prisoners now is about 25% of what it was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, that big of a drop. I mean, the costs never go down. I mean, as far as what we have to pay out, I have never seen any of these vendors return a check and say, this is the money that we saved the state, nor have I seen the prison budget for the year ever go down, though the costs have been contained, let's just say that they're skimmed off substantially. So where's this money going? What's it being rattled for is what I'm questioning.
It's amazing. One of the other comments in the chat room, and this is amongst the reasons I make the chat room available, because I can handle a lot more through the chat room a lot faster than taking callers online. James is in the room, and I think it's James down in Mississippi who asked, he said, I think I read somewhere that Bernard Baruch told Churchill when to get out of the market. Well, as you well know from having listened to my series from 9 years ago, All the King's Men, It wasn't a matter of Baruch telling Churchill when to get out of the market. Baruch, in fact, sent Churchill to the United States of America in 1929 to participate and ensure that the stock market collapse did, in fact, take place. And 3 days, or actually 1 day after the deed was done, Churchill was on his way back via ship back to England, back to his other deals. So, interesting stuff. You know, it's one of these interesting things that every time you and I get together, it'd be very easy for us to do 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, because one thing does continue to lead to another.
There is definitely an overlap in the continuity.
Well, it's not just about the prison-related issues, but in many respects, Bill, I think you and I both know we are in prison of another type in this country today.
We really are.
It doesn't necessarily mean behind bars. These are psychological bars. A lot of people think they're free. I hate to say it, in many respects, there's a lot more freedom with the population that you take care of behind bars.
Absolutely.
Than there is out here in the street.
When you think about it, they have their housing, their food, their medical care, all taken care of. Their work is really not hard, at least not right now. But what do we have? We have the prison of our bills to pay, of our family system, of the job that we have, of having to drive to work and pay those outrageous prices for gas, which went up another 4 cents a gallon. And I guess we're going to be going up another 10 to 15 cents a gallon in the next week or so.
Yes.
Because someone's going to have to pay for all this equity that's being shipped back our way. This is what we talked about earlier. People don't realize that when China decided to sell off big time, that means there's a whole lot of their debt that they were buying from us coming back across the pond. The short-term effect of that is that there's going to be more money that's going to be available that will be at the cheap rate before they raise the interest rates. But the bad news is that there's going to be more dollars chasing fewer goods, which means you're going to see a precipitous increase of prices on things that you really need. This is what, you know, we truly have a prison without walls. You don't need to have electronic monitoring devices to feel like you can't get away from Big Brother, whether it be biometrics or whether or not your license is being watched. Or now you got to go, if you want to get in from Canada, you got to have a passport. Unless you're an illegal alien, then you can come and go as you please. I mean, it's disparity in what we just sometimes you feel like you're a mouse in a maze.
Well, that's understandable. Let me do a couple things here because unfortunately time gets away from me if I don't do it. We talked earlier in the program when you first joined us about some numbers that I ran today as relates to what silver has done over the course of the last, not only the 1 year, and for those who may have joined us later, whatever. I want to talk a little bit about gold and silver, and I know some of you are saying, oh, God, not another commercial, not another ad. Well, folks, wake up to reality. This program is sponsored predominantly by Republic Trading Group. Republic Trading Group is the financial arm of Republic Broadcasting Network. This is what allows us to keep the website going, to keep this network up on the air, to continue to bring you the kind of broadcast host that you have at this network. I was informed today of some new programs that are coming up online within the next week. I think some of you are going to be not only ecstatic but shocked because RBN has got the cojones to put this kind of broadcasting on the air, something that no other network is going to do. So Republic Trading Group serves a multitude of purposes. Yes, it helps subsidize the needs of RBN, but it helps take care of you folks. It is allowing you to exchange questionably valued paper dollars, and you know what? You're not buying something. Anybody says, I want to buy some gold and silver. No. Wrong terminology. What you're trying to do is convert, exchange questionably valued paper currency into something that will always have value, no matter where you are. Rita's asking me if we could bring back those guilders in the future. Rita, I can get those for you anytime you need. Just give me a call, 1-800-691-7898. But one of the reasons I started talking about silver, Bill, is this week has been the greatest influx of calls I've had specifically for silver. People are beginning to realize that to be conservative, if all the markets do is return to their 1980 highs, then gold's only got about $200 to go, less than $200 to go, which works out to be, I don't know, what, 18, 20%, whatever the case may be. Somewhere. And yet silver, during that same time frame, could potentially quadruple.
Yeah.
That's the simple. Gold is a great security blanket. It's a great equalizer of no matter what happens to currency. That's the reason you buy gold. Don't buy gold with the intention of reaping profits. But silver will do that for you. Once again, to reiterate, March 1 of last year, that's 1 year ago from tomorrow, silver stood at $9.80 an ounce. It is currently up 145% since that time period. It's in the 1417 to 1420 range right now.
You know what's ironic?
Since January of 2000, silver's gone from 530 to about 1420. That's a 268% gain. And Bill, the reason I'm emphasizing this, because I do have to do some commercial stuff here tonight, so you got to bear with me, bud.
No, that's important.
Is I started looking at some of the tremendously great silver options that might be available to our clients. I love junk silver. I don't want anybody to ever misunderstand me. Junk silver is the old pre-1965 dimes, quarters, and half dollars. They've been spent, they've been circulated, but they've got 90% silver content. I like junk silver. You buy it, you put it away, but my personal belief is that has become nothing but an investment media. You buy it, you plan on selling it down the road and making money. It's not to say that you won't be able to barter and trade with some of it, but it's not the same way it was 25, 30 years ago, Bill. A lot of those old guys that still own companies, old filling stations, etc., they're either dead or they've retired, and they've been replaced by Ahmed Pakrat and the boys and girls from Pakistan, India, South Korea, and everywhere else. Those people are going to have a distinct understanding of a pure one-ounce silver coin. What better way to go than American Silver Eagles? I like them. It is probably one of the few things that our government peddles today, other than their line of BS. The Silver Eagle is the one thing that I think is a great buy. Now, let me share with our audience a couple of different ways we can do this. For those of you who are smaller buyers, yes, you can call Republic Trading Group. You can pick up single rolls. Now, in Florida, unfortunately, it requires a two-roll minimum because of some tax issues. But you can purchase single rolls for $332.60 per roll plus $15 shipping by calling Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. But for those of you who are saying one roll isn't going to do it, I mean, you can buy two rolls, five rolls, whatever, but why not consider the 500-ounce green-topped mega box? $8,080 delivered. That is a delivered price for 500 ounces of mixed-date Silver Eagles, brilliant uncirculated. They've not been beat up, scratched up, circulated, drugged through the mud, or anything else. These are coins that actually went to the grading service. They were hoping to get an MS-70 grade. Who cares? It's a bullion coin. Who cares what it grades? I want it for the silver content. Because it says 1 troy ounce, 999 fine silver on it. If I've got to go trade with Ahmed Pakrat for a tank full of gas, I wouldn't mind handing him two or three of those, filling up my tank and being on my way. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a king-size Coke or a hot dog or a bag of popcorn out of the deal, too.
Yes.
But that is a great way to go. Silver Eagles. I love them.
I think you got a legitimate point here. I was talking about 3 years ago. I remember you were training me on some of the trends and how February usually is a correction month for silver. And, well, this year it didn't happen. And I remember 3 years ago I bought about 200 pieces from you, and I remember there was a sell-off. Silver was at $8.50 an ounce 3 years ago.
Oh, and we had one of our buddies on the other side telling people how stupid they were buying silver from me. Remember?
Well, you know, I bought it when it went down to about $6.50, bought those 200 pieces. But even at $8.50 today, right now where silver is at right now at $14.29, you're talking almost a 60% increase in your money in 3 years' time. I mean, that's a nice return.
Listen, folks, don't let these brokerage houses call you and tell you, oh, my God, now's the time to get out of silver. Switch it to platinum. Switch it to gold. Anybody who calls you and tells you that is nothing but a churner looking to make a commission for themselves. Right now, it's every man for himself. Acquire as much silver as you can possibly get. Yes, even at these levels. The biggest problem with silver is its bulk, its weight. It's not as easy, it's not as portable, but if you're a silver buyer, you understand the fundamentals, not only as something you can spend in the street, but something that is going to more than likely make you a considerable amount of money. And, you know, if you really want to get biblical, talking about good steward of wealth, et cetera, this is what he's provided to us.
Mm-hmm. And let's
do the best we can.
I view it as, again, if I can use the term, poor man's gold. You can people in our income bracket or those around, we're not dealing with millionaires many times.
That's it. It's hey, music point. Time, Bill. Stand by for the final couple minutes. Bill O'Brien's with us. We'll be back and finish our discussion about silver. See you on the flip side.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Love is but a song we sing.
We're back for the final moments of the flip side for this Wednesday evening. Jeff Bennett behind the mic. These hours go very fast. It's in many respects very enjoyable to have Bill O'Brien with us, our guest, and have this chat room cranking. I'll tell you, this hour goes fast, Bill.
It does, doesn't it?
Unbelievable. It's doing a monologue two or three nights a week is one thing, and I'm usually very wrapped up in it, but to try to juggle all of this, and I certainly hope that our audience understood exactly what we're talking about. These silver offers that we've made you tonight on the Silver Eagles, we can honor these tonight. And by the way, that was based on silver at $14.13 an ounce. In the aftermarket, it's currently up higher than that. But because it is after hours, we can still get away with making these silver eagles. You know, I don't care if silver goes down tomorrow.
I agree.
If silver goes up tomorrow, it's not the issue. In the scheme of things, Bill, this is chump change. We're very quickly reaching the end of our ability to buy this stuff very affordably.
Yeah.
We're going to wake up one day and start seeing this stuff jump on $1 and $2 or more a day.
Oh, it's starting now because the market is scared. And I'm talking about the people in general, that you know, the folks that are behind the scenes, they're pumping up the market now so they can get out. I mean, it's amazing that they want you to go ahead and invest in what they call the blue chip equities right now, such as healthcare, pharmaceuticals. Excuse me, where's this money coming from? I thought that we had a healthcare crisis, and I thought that drug companies were having trouble selling their stuff, or at least there's the restriction of what healthcare companies, insurance companies are going to be allowing you to buy from pharmaceuticals. Yet they want you to buy these stocks. I says, something doesn't ring right, Jeff, what they're telling us. I mean, there's just a discontinuity of facts for what's really going on in the trend of today's economy. And let's just face it, I really think the end game is starting. People are finally tapped out. There just isn't enough money out there. There are six companies out there, we're talking, in the housing market that specialize in subprime mortgages, and they're going to be tanking. They're going bottom up, which means people who've invested in these securities, or at least speculated them, they're going to lose their shirt. That's not just going to be a few people.
Quick comment that 2 Hours, who was one of the participants in the chat room tonight, makes reference that silver, of course, being the easy thing to get rid of. You can use it to buy bread, water, gasoline. Don't forget, pure silver coins can provide some tremendous medicinal values to you as well, such as dumping it into a bucket of water that you've caught off the rain to help kill off the germs and all that good stuff. So very quickly to review, calculating once again at spot silver at 1413 tonight. You want to call Robbie and I, make that call tonight, 1-800, after the show, 1-800-691-7898. You can pick up a roll, you know, or more of brilliant uncirculated United States minted 1 ounce silver eagles, $332.60 per roll, plus $15 shipping per order. For those of you who want to really bite it up, pick up the 500-piece green monster box that the U.S. government puts out. $8,080 delivered, and you do it by calling 1-800-691-7898. I got to tell you, and I mentioned this to Bill a while ago, we got some great buys on BU rolls of peace dollars as well. You want to make that phone call. Bill, thanks again for being with us. We are flat out of time. I can't believe this. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Robbie Noel, RBN, Bill O'Brien, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.